A fire engine idles in the middle of a mostly empty gravel lot. It's parked next to what looks like a freshly constructed tiny home, except the sides of the house have been removed, revealing the contents of each petite room just like a dollhouse. A recliner in one room, a television and a sofa in another, and a pink dog bed on the floor. A small fire starts to crackle behind the recliner. The blaze grows, and soon the house is engulfed in flames. And the people standing around it, including quite a few firefighters, won't put it out right away. They want this house to burn. This is called a burn cell exercise. It's part of a recertification and training course for fire and arson investigators across the state of Alaska. They came to Sitka in mid-April for their annual meeting and to learn about all of the hottest topics in fire today.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you watch the movies, you'll see the guy throw the cigarette down and the whole thing goes up in flames. That's not accurate.
Interesting.
Go figure.
That's Special Agent Dawn Dodsworth. She's one of the leading federal arson investigators in the country. She oversees arson and explosives for much of the West Coast, including Alaska. Dodsworth and her colleagues are the specialists local fire departments can call in if they need help with a complex fire investigation. Throughout the week, they trained attendees on a variety of topics, including a thorough look at what can actually be ignited by a cigarette.
When you're looking at the fire cause, you, as an investigator, want to formulate a bunch of different hypotheses as to how the fire could have started. So the students have been learning what types of substrates the cigarettes can actually ignite versus not, because there's a lot of myths out there, especially in the movies.
Dodsworth has a PhD in forensic science, but she started her journey in a fire hall, like most of the training participants.
I was a firefighter in New Jersey for 10 years. I did 10 years of structural firefighting and then 15 years of wildland firefighting. Mm-hmm. And while I was going to college for my undergraduate degree, I was an intern for ATF in New Jersey, and I interned with the certified fire investigator there. And as a young kid going through college trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up, which sometimes I still feel like I'm trying to figure that out, I actually was like, this is the best of both worlds.
She comes to conferences like this one to provide guidance and training, but also to meet the people she could be working with in the event of an emergency in the region.
I mean, these guys really drive everything that we do. As a fire investigator, it's critical for me not only to go out and meet my state and locals, because I don't want to meet them for the first time at the scene of a tragedy.
Throughout the conference, investigators spent hours on topics like how to approach fires with fatalities, to the challenges lithium-ion batteries present in an arson investigation.
That's really a hot topic nowadays, just because as you see on the news all the time, there's all kinds of battery fires related to scooters and vehicles and laptops and cell phones, and we've had planes that have had to be diverted in emergency landing because of these lithium-ion batteries. So it's a hazard for the fire investigators and the firefighters, but it's also a large hazard for the public.
The firefighters aren't just learning how to stop fires. They're learning how to pick up on subtle details after a fire has occurred to determine the cause. That's what the burn cell exercise was all about, setting the scene for investigative training. They had to start with a building that was as realistic as possible. Sitka Fire Chief Craig Warren says Dodsworth's team sent them the plans for the structure, and the assistant fire chief spent 2 weeks building it. Then they collected furniture donations from the community.
We try to make the compartment or the room look like a functional room in your house with similar materials. If we were using couches from like 1970, we wouldn't have the burning that we have nowadays, because we didn't have the plastics back then. House fires didn't go up near as fast as they do now.
The instructors then set each cell on fire separately, using a different method for each one, like a cigarette in a waste paper basket or a Molotov cocktail.
They do this all the time and they're still like kids.
The work they do is far from easy, and it often goes hand in hand with tragedy. But tonight, at the Granite Creek Pit, The mood is lighthearted. The investigators laugh and revel a bit in the process of lighting each flame and the firefighting that's about to happen in a safe, contained environment. As the fire intensifies, cell phone cameras come out. One firefighter smiles and takes a selfie. After a few minutes of burning, firefighters douse the blaze, and a black cloud billows forth out of the cell. Their colleagues cheer them on. Days later in the training, fire investigators will return to the site of the burn cell to examine the charred rooms and try to determine whether the fires were started by a piece of paper stuffed inside a toaster or a sparking laptop battery. But not likely a cigarette tossed in a tub of gasoline. That only works in the movies. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.